it and I'm sitting in the middle. Two girls by my side with the windows rolled down and I'm feeling really fine. Do you wanna know what's on your mind?
Welcome to the Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt. Alongside me, my co-host, Dave Swan. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm all right.
Already onto the candles.
I'm on a different type of candle today.
Okay, yeah, that's not the one. Okay, how is your week going?
It's all right, and how about yours, Matthew?
My week is always great. I met somebody who owns a studio, or not so like a movie studio, but like some producers or something at a crappy open mic last night in North Hollywood.
Yeah, boy.
And
UDG?
Yeah, at the
networking.
Yeah. At the
hobnobbing it. Knobbing it up. Knobby hob hob.
And I think we'll just go ahead and bring in our guest right now. Part of the reason I tried to get her to sit in the other room, but our guest we'll do a short one. Our guest this week is one of the first girls I met when I was doing comedy. Fellow Hungarian.
Hey.
Fellow hilarious. Fellow Midwesterner.
What up?
Does
yo,
it?
Yo.
Welcome to the show, Lara Chin Godi. How are you doing, young lady?
I am well.
You're well? You've got pizza?
I'm grammatically well, and it is. It's a good day, homie. I came and I've been fed.
Yes.
I've been given all the proper things to clog arteries and butter to dip it with.
Yes.
I am grateful. I would like to say thank you to you and the pizza god.
The pizza. Oh, that would be John. John would be the pizza god.
Papa John.
Papa John.
PJ.
A little bit. He goes a little bit heavy on the man tanning. Would you?
Yeah.
And he seems to want to be in his commercials. He wants to be the rock star.
If it's your called Papa John?
But, like, I don't know. He's like,
do you actually know if that's Papa John or just some guy they hired to stand in as PBJ?
I think he is the founder of it.
I want to know.
And CEO. Is he a member? He's the president.
I want to know what he wants to be called bed.
Big Papa. John. Big Papa, John. Yeah, and
John, you better say Papa. You know they love it when you call them Big Papa.
John?
he's like, honey, I'm gonna dip my pepperoni in your garlic sauce.
Somebody needs clean down there if it's garlic sauce.
Oh, yes. So, Laura.
Yeah. Pronounce it correctly, sir.
You can throw things at him. I'm completely okay with it.
She's going to attack me with a peppercini. So, you just went back to St. Louis?
St. Louis, my roots, in the heartbeat of America, and that is Missouri.
Yes, as the Show Me State.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a place where there's people that don't talk about industry. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. I'm like, hey, how are you? And the person's like, oh, good. How are you?
And then they actually listen?
And there's no press release. Yeah. It's crazy talk. I'm like, whoa, you mean you're in the moment and you're okay with this?
Well, does it get maybe a little bit different in Branson? They have their own industry down there.
Oh, yeah. They got the hick industry. The industry of Hoosier.
Yeah. Have you ever been down to Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri?
Yeah.
Do you know about this place, Dave?
It's in the bowels of Missouri, which pretty much means that, you know, that's where all the hicks dwell. And
it's the Ozark Mountains. Yeah.
And they get stoked because they have this lake. And they're just like, Lake Ozark, let's make some miniature golf courses around it, and they did it. It happened, and there's outlet malls.
Yeah,
so that's where you go.
Yeah, and Silver Dollar City. It's
a
nice.
Is it like a day? Is it like a day? You make a day of it?
Oh, you make a week.
You
make a weekend.
Oh, you have a timeshare. You got a timeshare in the Ozarks.
Like party. There's Party Cove, And then there's...
You know a lot about this, Matthew.
Oh, I grew up in Oklahoma. I knew people from Missouri. You know, it wasn't far, you know. And, like, Silver Dollar City is like this amusement park, but everything's Christian-themed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And then they have, like, theaters and shows and in the little town. I'm trying to remember, like, who's the guy? Yakov Smirnoff has a theater there.
I bet.
There's a Yakov Smirnoff theater
in Branson, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
This is where you can go retire, like, if you are in that caliber of...
Roy Clark.
Caliber.
Yeah. Like, if you were big in the Midwest and you never got really filthy or anything like that, oh, they love you there,
you can
dude.
Retire in Benson.
Absolutely. It's Hollywood without the property tax, man. It's yeah, you should definitely...
Yeah, so Easter happened.
Easter happened?
Yeah. Easter happened, and I guess Passover for the Jews as well, you know, if you want to...
It did happen, yeah.
And I guess other religions are doing things that we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Hallmark hasn't recognized it.
Why would they? And like, we got our covered.
Yeah, we got the majority of the Americans. How was your Easter? Did you do anything for Easter?
I took plastic shells and then I put sugar inside them. And mm-hmm. I
snapped
them. Any specific
type of sugar?
Probably like the sugar that's not good for you, man. Like the sweet type, you know.
The Monsanto sugar. Mm-hmm.
And you know what it is? It's the gateway drug. Sugar is the gateway drug, homies. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of people pointing it on pot because these kids, the look in their eyes, mm-hmm. it was like crack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and their parents let them do it. So now they have like chocolate spit dripping off of their chin and this glazed look in their eyes like, I'll kill you for that other Easter egg, man. And the way that they crack it open and they squeal when they fall,
they're like little hunters. They're like,
so it's worse than Halloween.
Oh my gosh, actually, I think Halloween has a little bit more mystery in it because it's in the dark. You know, Easter, you have to see everybody's grief
in
the light of
day.
You wear a nice dress and, you know. Yeah,
you really see, like, the bad manners come out no matter how dressed up you are. And just, that's my egg!
Oh, yeah, you gotta do the color-coded eggs so everyone gets an equal amount of eggs.
Oh, yeah, we had to, put in... I told them, I said, listen, y'all, every egg... Mm-hmm. Has three pieces of candy in it.
Yeah.
So if you only found five eggs, don't feel sad.
Yeah.
Get a calculator.
You got 15 pieces of candy.
5 times 3 is a lot.
Yeah.
But the greed of kids, man, it's like, it's not enough. No matter how much presents or candy you put in front of a kid, is there any more?
They just want the next one. Exactly.
I'm just like, wow. Yeah. This is where, you know, human suffering begins. So, you have exactly what you need, but... Is there any more?
Yeah, it's almost like comedians with stage time, right?
No. I just had a son on stage, but I need 2 more tonight. There are 7 days in a week, but I have to get up 14 times. As I beat my chest in a city of ego.
As you can tell, Laura works at the Chamber of Commerce for Comedians in Los Angeles. She's been around, she's seen it, and she's really not, she's not exaggerating. She's not exaggerating.
I see it more like a drug habit, just like,
a fucking fix.
I need to talk to people, man, I need to talk to people. It's like, call them up. Call people up on the phone. It's like, you don't have to have a microphone in front of you to be talking. Am I correct? I don't get it.
It's an addiction, homies. It's an adrenaline addiction. Yeah. And when you master a crowd and you feel
the energy rises,
and you sat there and you cooked it and you're feeling it boil, like, it's a sensation.
It's an endorphin,
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, bringing someone back to life and, like, realizing that you really did remember what they taught you in CPR.
You're like,
oh my God, I did it! They're breathing!
You didn't need to get out the penknife and perform a tracheotomy.
It's just CPR. No, honestly. Yeah, you're like Vic Vega in Pulp Fiction, you know what I mean? Just bringing Uma Thurman back to life, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is the worst.
It's in the freezer! It's in the freezer! Oh, does that scene give you chills, Lon?
Oh, man, yeah, for sure. I have a heart chakra issue because of that movie. Like, the
defibrillator?
That she had to, like,
penetrate.
Because it's so thick and they had a stabbing motion.
Yeah. Like, if someone tries to touch up on my breastbone, I'll karate chop you. Because I'm just like, don't fuck with my heart chakra. Don't fucking put no Pulp Fiction up in my heart chakra.
Lara is actually doing kung fu in front of us.
We really need to make this a video podcast. One day we will make this a video podcast.
One day, with your support and your donations.
Yes. And I forgot to do my pitch for Papa John's. I Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If the good people at Papa John's Pizza Industries would like to sponsor, looking for sponsorship opportunities, we are open to sponsorship submissions. Would you agree, Dave?
Concurred.
So
what happened to the other pizza joint?
Oh, the other pizza joint? I haven't called him back yet. Papa Murphy's. You know Papa Murphy's?
No.
You ever been there? Have you ever eaten it?
No, I thought you were making it up.
No, Papa Murphy's. It is a...
Which came first? Papa John's or Papa Murphy's?
It's an Italian-Irish family.
Yeah. Well, they probably came out around the same time.
No more.
Papa Murphy's was out of Seattle or Portland, I think. Vancouver, Washington. And Papa John's is out of Detroit. Papa Murphy's...
Rock City.
Detroit Rock City, exactly.
Rock City chick. Rock City chick.
Papa Murphy's, their thing is, it's not a restaurant. You pick up the pizza and you pick it up uncooked and you take it home and cook it.
Okay, see, that's some bullshit.
That's like a grocery store.
But it's really inexpensive.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's like going to this Mongolian barbecue place, man. My friend was like, let's go. We got the Groupon. I was stoked. We showed up.
Mongolian's good.
They gave us... No. Was it Mongolian or was it...
It's the good people at Groupon.
Dude, they gave us... Is it Mongolian? No.
If the
bro.
Good people at Groupon.com are interested in sponsorship
Korean
opportunities.
Barbecue. They gave Korean us barbecue. The food, and then they were like, you cook it.
What?
And I was like, no, hold up.
They treated it like a grocery store.
Yeah, there was a grill in front of us, and we put the shit on sewers.
But they gave you the grill, though.
I was like, do you want to go camping? Do you want to go camping? Because this is what we could have done in the woods. We're on La Cienega.
Yeah. No, you
don't. I want people to cook my food.
I'm curious, do you tip for that?
Do I tip?
Do you tip the other people at the table?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I'm like, so what exactly did you do?
They had a grill in front of you and you had to cook it in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The table had a grill.
It was kind of like a fondue thing, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, but you just don't go there apparently hungry.
Yeah. Well, they didn't put that on the grill. You should do advertisements for their competitor. That face that you just made. You don't go there hungry and the big brown eyes. I was ready to eat now. I was disappointed.
I am disappointed. I want you to cook it, homie. If I give you money, I give you money.
Yeah.
You cook it.
Oh, wow.
Generic racist other Asian cooking my food.
She does the same thing for Mexicans too. Yeah. So she does the same voice, exact same voice.
Food trucks galore.
Food trucks. What do you think about food trucks? Are you a proponent of the food trucks, Laura?
I just say no.
No to food trucks?
I was in New York for a couple months and I was still sketchy.
Oh, was this when you were hanging out with Kat?
Kat Hershkovic.
Hi, Maddie.
Laura Bar. Laura Bar, I just wanted to say that when you came to New York, it was a good thing. Because you rub off on me in a really good way. You stick up for yourself.
True story that Kat told me. True story.
Yeah.
I was at a hot dog stand, and the guy was like... He gave me the hot dog, but then he tried to touch my boob. And I thought of you, and I took that hot dog, and I shoved it in his face.
I believe that was a completely true story. That was a very good imitation.
She's got great knockers. She's got very big boobs.
She does.
Know?
She has very big Jewish boobs.
Yeah.
And I was just concerned that whenever she had her breast touched, she thought of you.
I know. I was like, girl, you gotta stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
With these, well, anyway, it comes to the food trucks.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
like, it's not just the food.
You have to deal with the personality.
Who's touching my food, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that whole persona.
Yeah,
the kind of guy who drives around with food in a car, you know, it's going to be something suspicious.
I agree with food trucks?
When you're high?
2:37 a.m.
That's what
I'm at 2:36. 2:37.
Is that truck giving food?
Well, that's when everything tastes like, you know, Kobe steak. Absolutely. You know,
that's when a Dagwood anything tastes good.
Oh. I'm of the opinion that I believe the food truck popularity in LA is directly in correlation with the legalization of medical marijuana in LA. I just
Are we legalized? I think we're legalized.
Well, for medical purposes.
Oh my God,
well, you work in a marijuana dispensary. Well,
yeah,
you don't know the laws.
There's a flaw in the system, is what we're saying.
I'm not trying to say that I own things. I just work there.
Oh, nice.
What do you want and how much? I'm going to put it in a vial, and there's my tip jar.
Oh, you are the bud tender.
I am what is known as the bud bitch.
I am your
weed winch.
Weed winch. I like that.
I actually have a blog that I started of my pot shop.
Yeah.
It's on day 30, and it's Miss Yeah Man.
Yeah, man. That is you.
Blogspot.com. Blogspot. So
you're gonna link it to your other website or?
Well, we'll see. It's on my Facebook right now.
I want to see
if I can get another 10 days on there. The types of characters that walk into that pot shop.
I'm sorry.
The patients.
Patients, yes.
The patients that come into.
Oh, they are characters. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They require patience.
I mean, it's
nice.
I've never.
God, this smells good.
I want to help. I want to help the people. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. Because you care.
I care.
You're a compassionate caregiver.
Thank you. I am.
And that's what it's called, the caregivers.
But, shoot. I guess what comes down to is you get the crackheads that come in and abuse the system. And they bring in change. And that's how they abuse it.
They bring in change
if
to pay
you
for it?
You come in with
cash.
$20, fool.
Yeah.
Don't be asking me for no half gram. And if you're going to ask me for
half a G?
Half gram, $10.
Oh, that's like
now, the worst is when someone comes in, pulls out a roll of nickels.
Oh, good Lord. What, already rolled?
Two crumpled dollars, a dollar coin, and some change.
Yeah. What
and
can
then
I get
you're
for
like,
this?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
458.
520.
Yeah.
543.
Yeah.
550. Okay. Well, let's get out the chart. $5? And I mean, like, if my math teacher would have known where my life was going, perhaps I wouldn't need the chart. Maybe she would have been like, Laura, at some point in your life, you're going to be a butt bitch. You will be a weed of winch. Someone will come in with a roll of nickels, two crumpled dollars, a dollar coin, and some change.
Yeah.
How much weed does he get of a $25 indica, Laura? How much? And I'll be like, 0.27.
All right, now he has the same amount of change, but it's Wild Out Wednesdays.
So there's a discount on the nug. Okay, there's a discount. So now apply the discount. And now Laura, he's also a veteran. All right? So that's 10% and the sale discount and all of this money he found underneath his couch cushion. I'm here to help you. I'm here. I am your weed winch.
So you never know where it's going to go, basically.
Never a boring or dull day there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I know soon there's going to be a reality show based on one. If there isn't already, I know
somebody was trying to.
Well, I know they're trying to do one in a grow house up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just seems like with the whole federal thing, it would be just asinine to do it. It would just be blurry faces all the whole time, you know. But
well,
yeah.
I say,
yeah,
if I could. You know, submit a character. It would be someone.
You submit characters all the time, right?
I got a 19 on my math aptitude test when I went into college.
ACT.
I got a 91 on my reading and writing.
Holy shit!
I am now working with numbers and pot. Pot that usually I smoke to forget numbers. Okay, so now here I am in
this weird vortex.
Yeah. And I got the people skills.
Oh, you do.
The
you
people
do.
Skills. Yeah. They love me.
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah.
They've actually told them not to fire me. I'm a good person.
The customers or the patients.
Don't ever fire her. She's my favorite. And I'm just like, girl, you need to tell the manager that.
Well, does that usually mean you're giving healthy pores or
healthy what?
Healthy doses.
I would say ways, not pores.
Ways, healthy ways.
Yeah, I think it's all about like connecting though, like for a moment, because like, dude, it's just like a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk in, you have a moment with your bartender.
Yeah.
You know, you smile and then
catch up, that kind of thing.
You tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emphasis on the tip, not the smile.
Yeah. I mean, smile's cool, but yeah, the tip.
Sometimes it's more comedy than, believe it or not, the comedy shows that you would go to here in L.A. Aha!
Oh, yeah. He's worked at a club, too.
Every other freaking moment, it's like ding dong, and a new person walks in, mm-hmm. and then I gotta make that person laugh within 2 to 4 minutes.
You gotta have your set ready.
Because I need that tip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, like, I've gotten dudes to drop $5 bills. Mm-hmm. I got a broad to drop a 20.
Oh, good
drop
lord.
Drop a 20 on me. Yeah, she came in, she had a wig on, and I was just like, girl, you look like Jackie. Oh, girl.
She needed that.
She goes, ever since the chemo.
Oh, wow.
I have a plethora of wigs. Plethora, dude. SAT yes. word, a fucking shitload.
Or Three Amigos word.
There you go. There you go. And she said, you know, I got a wig mm-hmm. for every personality.
Yeah.
And I said, I guess that makes the bedroom life rather kinky. She pulled out a 20 and dropped it like it was hot. I was like, girl, I didn't even need to pull or take off my shirt. And let me tell you, what comedy club you can do that at in L.A.?
None.
Or usually, remember that spot down in...
Which one?
Down in Compton, the family room.
Oh, yeah, it still goes on Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah,
I met Logic the other night, yeah.
Yeah, you get money thrown at you on stage.
Yeah, for real.
Well.
Yeah.
I've had 20...
Over on Crenshaw.
It was like $23 or something thrown at me, and it was, I mean, it's wild. Like, you start to
just
make a laugh.
Just like a stripper at the end, just like kind
of... Oh, it's no. Great. You have to have your little clear purse, and it's great. I thought of you the other day. I was,
Oh, no.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
I know. No, I'm just like,
Well, no, because I...
Setting? Yeah, at this point?
desk.
No, because I...
Questionable material on the screen.
No, I had taken it. I always think of you. Anyway. I talked about this before. No, not about you, but about how I'd taken a train. And then I thought about
your... Is that what you're calling it now?
Yeah, no, she had a job on a train, and it was like
fucking A.
Yeah, dude, that's what made me think. Yeah, that was what made me think about you and Kat. The train job. You were a train hostess.
We were porters.
Oh, professional title.
Yeah,
she carried the luggage.
Porter is one who ports at ports. For all those who have
train depots,
not savvy enough knowledge of the train world.
Yeah. You know?
And
rot life on the rails.
Choo choo.
Yeah.
Choo choo.
Chin chin choo choo. Yes.
It was a chin chin choo choo. Oh my god, I feel like I was Latino in a past life because I was still treated like one in this one.
Yeah.
At that job, they worked us. I mean, there was 16, 18 hour days.
For real?
It was just Kat and I.
Oh, Kat's tiny, too.
Yeah.
Outside of the rack, she's tiny. Yeah. She's not built for carrying
shit. Cars. One car was a circa 1920s historic...
Like Flapper's Comedy Club.
Oh, man. Which, by the way, I drove all the way to and no one was there. Back to the train where I was going somewhere and people were there. Dude, it was wild because they never let us off the train except for two cities, and we went from Chicago all the way up to New York and down the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
and they only let us off in two cities. And the other times,
like a hostage situation.
We just watched the passengers leave, and we were like, "Tell us what it's like."
Oh, they wouldn't let you and Kat off. No, but they, like, the people could get off.
Oh yeah, the people could get off because they were like, "Girls, we're going to need you to." We had to like, you know,
it was like a tour thing.
Dress down the beds. Do you feel me?
Yes.
We had to like clean up all the rooms.
You're like maids too, so
yeah. Oh, wow. A porter is like, hey, welcome to this small ass train. This is your small ass room. Give me your big ass bag and try and fit your big ass into that fucking seat. That's the train. And then when they get off the train, it's, oh my god, let's clean up. And it's
make
just,
it ready for the next person.
Oh,
yeah.
And the dude.
What dude?
The dude.
The dude.
Yeah?
You know the dude.
The man.
Yeah?
The man.
It's always
man.
The man.
The dude. I was like, I was pulling chingotis left and right. Kat even called it. She's like,
Chingoti pulled another Chingoti.
What the hell is a Chingoti?
My last name
is Chingoti, and apparently it's like, I think she pulled it together like Lebowski.
Yeah.
He pulled a Lebowski.
Yeah, okay.
It was always something. I would go for a glass, and we're going 85 mile per hour down a train track, and I would drop it. And I think I dropped like 8 glasses that trip, and it was always... Chingoti pulled another Chingoti.
Oh.
And it was all illegal, bro. Like, they put the alcohol into the man's room.
Yeah.
So we had to go into his room and squat down while this train was jumping along 85 miles per hour down the track, squatting, scooping ice, pouring Kahlua, and next thing I know, jump in the track. Kahlua goes everywhere.
Was the guy in the room?
No. No, the boss hated me. The man did not like
me. Oh, the boss stole all the alcohol.
No, he had all his alcohol in his room because there was no sufficient bar within the bar car.
So he didn't steal it. He was storing it.
He was storing it.
Okay.
So we were, like, illegally, like, making drinks in a room that shouldn't have been servicing anybody. Do you feel me? It's like everything on that train was so illegal, bro.
Dude.
It was...
Eight ways of shady. I love you.
It was wild, man. Oh, yeah. And, like, what was even creepier was...
It gets creepier. It always gets creepier.
It's an old car. You know, it's like old train car.
Did you ever see through the floorboards?
No, but I heard things. Like, I fucking heard
like
things.
Like ghosts?
Dude, I heard things, man.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, each night, you know, you crawl into your little pod.
Yeah, because that's all you had. It was like the Japanese hotel kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It would sit up like a chair, and you could pull your chair up, and there'd be a potty.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Put the chair down, that's okay. And then you put the chair all the way down, it turns into a bed. So Kat and I had pods across from each other.
Oh.
So we'd open the door, and she'd be like, Lara Bar? And I'd open the door, and I'd be like, yes, Kat Cookie. She's like, they're not gonna let us off this thing, are they? And I'm like, Cat Cookie, they never do.
So how did you find this? Was this like a Craigslist scam or what was this?
Oh man, like Cat knew somebody, you know, and she's like, Lara Bar, I've done this before, and I really feel bad asking you to do this.
She knew how bad it is. She knew.
She knew it was hell on wheels.
Literally.
It was hell on fucking wheels, homie. Like, I can't describe to you. And he broke me. I thought he wouldn't break me. I thought Roger would not break me.
The man.
The man broke me. Oh, I had it together.
Well, you're strong.
Tough.
You're strong. You're powerful. Yeah.
But he took me at this vulnerable moment. You know, I had broken a glass of Jameson on the ground.
That's
so
a shame.
Now the ground is sticky, yeah?
Uh-huh.
The ground is sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had also lost the ice chest scoop.
Okay.
Two of them.
Well, so you can just use a cup. Or
No, you don't use cups.
No, because it cracks.
Yeah, it could break.
And glass gets into
ice.
Your drink.
Well, plastic cup.
So now imagine this. He catches me. I'm wiping down the sticky floor while the train's going 85 miles per hour, and everyone's looking at me because apparently I was black, Latino, or some other slave in a past life.
You were also the show, yeah.
Yeah, I was also the show.
You were also the entertainment.
And what did he tell me? He told me something, don't you listen? Said, well, apparently he said something, and then he capped it off by saying, don't you listen?
So clearly you didn't.
I listened at the important parts, you know? Like
don't you listen. Before.
And I was just like, I go, yeah, I'm registering it right now. And then I walked into the room, and that was when the Bailey's incident happened.
There's always a Bailey's incident.
I took club soda, I poured it all over this friggin' Bailey's stain, yo, and then I blotted the shit out, and Kat's like, it's okay, I don't see it. I'm like, word, we're cool, he's not gonna find out. Oh, I went back to my pod, and I broke, man.
Yeah.
I broke, the stress was hard!
Yeah.
18-hour days!
Life of a porter.
What was this?
Life of a porter, homie!
Life on the rails.
And I was just like this, I was like, where did I go wrong? Like, because I got the college degree, right? You know, and I graduated with honor. smart.
And you're smart.
Honors, homie.
And you're charming.
Granted, I got a 19 on the math.
Yeah.
That's the best.
But 91 on the reading and writing.
Well, the average amount. It's not solid. But you're not good at math, so yeah.
It was a good trip because I walked away with like $1,400.
Okay.
Like you made
How
like
long was the trip?
8 months.
That
I would not call that a good trip.
She's not good at math.
That one was like a little over a week.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
8-9 days.
Okay, so it was rough, but it was rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
And was that tax-free?
And
well, it sounds like it's a real shady organization, so everything is probably under the table, right?
Oh, dude, you would think until all of a sudden tax season has come around
and he sent
me something in the friggin' mail.
Oh, so he 1099'd you is what he did. He made you a contractor. He made you a contractor. Yeah.
So now I have to pay on that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
You can pay with charm.
Yeah, I'll go in there. I'll be like, listen, I got a box of Lucky Charms. Let's talk about it. I got some taxes and I got some cereal. Let's do something.
Oh, shit. You are, Laura, you are a silly goose. I am so glad you did this. You got crazy stories.
Laura the Porter.
Laura the Porter.
Laura.
Laura.
Pronounce it correctly.
Beat his. I have a knife if you want to cut him.
Ah.
You know.
She thought about it for a second.
Yeah.
I was like, I could shank him.
Yeah.
I could shank him for that.
You're a shanking hippie. She's a hippie with edge. There we
Am
go.
I a hippie?
Yeah, a little bit. I would say so. I would say. I don't mean it in a bad way.
The other day I didn't put on deodorant and I agreed.
Yeah?
I can good. I'm like, you janky hippie whore.
So
loving the world one person at a time.
Now I had a question.
This is for the man. I'm just not going to put it on today.
Yes. Now, I had a question for you.
Shoot.
She didn't answer.
You're not on Twitter, am I correct?
I do not twit.
You need to. You are perfect for it.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wonder how much time we waste within media.
Well, no, you can just do that from your phone.
As we're doing a media thing right now.
I know it, homie. I'm such a contradiction in terms.
No.
Like, and I was up on Facebook for, like, I had this thriving connection on Facebook. I'd post every day, and I'd have pictures and funny things.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just withered.
Yeah.
Like, my taste for that outlet.
That attention or whatever,
it just paled and it dulled, and I was just like, homie,
sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't.
Just like, I don't feel it.
What am I doing?
I kind of got that the other day. I'm just like, I'm on this too much. I'm just going to start to.
Well, you have to do it when you, it's like anything else. It's like, if you watch football all the time, you know, that's why they, you know, you don't appreciate it after a
but
while.
But then all
know?
Of a sudden, I realized that I found more power and satisfaction within saying funny things within the now to the people that were there and feeling their energy reciprocated than waiting for some motherfucker to like it in Tulsa.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm from Tulsa.
T-Town? T-Town?
We're singing this.
918 to the
studio. Oh, by the way, fuck you, Tulsa Airport. Anyway.
Wow.
What's the name of that airport?
Tulsa International Airport. If the good people at the Tulsa International Airport are interested in sponsorship opportunities,
the views and opinions of our guests are not ours.
And we are willing to delete those comments for sponsorship opportunities. For sponsorship
work on my part, that I'm not willing.
Yeah, if they pay us good money, you'll go ahead and edit it, won't you? All right.
They pay us an extra large pizza, you know, like we'll
well, that was Papa John's. I don't know if the airport's going to give us a pizza.
Oh,
they got Sbarro's.
What? They have Sbarro's at the Tulsa International Airport.
Nowhere else.
Actually, that's what they do is they build a Sbarro's out in the middle of nowhere and go, we need an airport around this thing.
Sbarro's is a C for all airports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just add other nutrients like a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Nutrients.
Wetzel's pretzels. Yes.
Other crackhead nutrients.
I would go with Annie Ann's instead of Wetzel's pretzels.
Annie Ann's is the airport one. You're correct.
Panda Express.
Yeah, that's pretty much
A local restaurant.
Panda Poo Poo.
Like, remember the TGI. I like the TGI Fridays Express.
I like the Cheers restaurant.
Me too.
They had a couple of them.
But you know what I like to do? I go to the Chili's Express.
The Chili's Express.
And I take my time. And when they come and they're like,
but it's an express.
You want me to clear this? You want me to clear this? I'm like, no. I'm absorbing.
I'm still
taking my time.
I'm living ironically.
I'm going to eat more pizza, I got to go.
I understand. No problem. We're coming up on that time. So you just got back in town. Where can people find you online? You have a website?
You can look on www.lgccomedy.com and check out my blog spot at missyaman.com. Dot
blogspot.
Yeah, it's like YEAH. Like, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And you've got your short sketches, which I really liked.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour comedy on YouTube.
And Funny or Die.
Homie!
You are the social media queen, baby. once you get Twitter, it's gonna wrap all five of those fingers.
So can you just promise me that once I start to twit, I'll attain enlightenment?
Oh, absolutely.
Fulfillment.
I can't make those promises.
Everybody on Twitter has
everyone's enlightened on Twitter.
We're all up the top of Maslow's hierarchy. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, for all the time we spend like manifesting within this media, mm-hmm. if you would only like
spend connecting with someone else,
friggin' meditate or some shit, then like
yoga.
I call it hitting the snooze button in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
All right.
There's that.
And there is that. Dave, I think this has been a good podcast. Would you agree?
I enjoyed myself. I learned about porting.
You learned about porting? Porting and being a weed winch?
Oh, yeah.
Laura, did you have a good time?
I had a good time. I just wanted to say that, you know, Glendale, you're not half bad.
Yeah.
Maybe just a third bad?
I don't know that.
Yeah, everybody's a little bad. I think Glendale's less bad than L.A.
Glendale Chamber of Commerce.
If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities, the Glendale Chamber of Commerce, we are available for sponsorship opportunities. We are a local business.
However, coming to Glendale is indeed a journey.
Well, everywhere.
You know, just the name, it sounds like a chapter of a Tolkien novel. Just the name, it sounds like, and then we went to Glendale. And anytime someone says, hey, you want to come to a show in Glendale? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, do I want to spend a friggin' like trilogy to get out to a show in Glendale?
Oh.
Of course.
Are you doing anything tonight, Locke?
What is a thing?
Are you working tonight, or are you interested in doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a show somewhere, and I'm going to tickle people at random.
This is a guy to talk to.
At random.
I'm going to tickle people. Oh, no, hold on, dude.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's Taco Tuesday, homie. It's 2-for-1 all across LA. I'm sorry. I can't.
You got business to be.
Homie, I have a skirt that I bought for tonight. Dude. It has sequences on it.
Sequences?
Sequences is plural for sequence. And
sequence is plural for sequence.
Perhaps in Ohio or where you're from. And all I gotta say is Cabo Cantina tonight.
It is
two-for-one drinks from 6 to 8 and from 10 to 12. So,
okay, but
Laura will be wearing her dress for it.
Yeah.
If you see sequences dancing in the dark.
In a taco bar.
In the dark. It's me dancing in the dark.
She's going Bruce Springsteen tonight.
I thought you were
going to be like Courtney Cox in the Bruce Springsteen video?
No.
Dancing in the dark?
No, I was going more for that other girl that sings Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dancing in the Dork. That's what I was like. I want to know what this is.
Dancing with the Dork or in the Dork.
Oh, that's a Lady Gaga, I think. Anyway,
this has been a good podcast.
We appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
In a city of fake people, this has been real.
You can find Laura Cingotti, LGCC comedy, .com.
So that's 3 C's in a row?
No, homie, LGC. That's just 2. He just confused me.
LGC comedy.
I was like, I don't know, comedy. We should look it up.
LGCcomedy.com. Find her, adore her.
Pay me homage.
There's prop.
Frankincense, myrrh, and cannabis. Skittles are accepted as well.
Thank you very much. Listen to some Jeffro calls on the way out. And listen to all of our podcasts. Find us online, wegetchicks.com.
But we don't. Ta-ta.
Peace out.
Get out. Again, his body, you've been hating away. You know you've really been slowing my game. And I don't know who gave you the invite. We are ready to hear that tonight. Get out.